I always refer to any individual member of the Red Sox as a Red Sock. Is this correct? America, where the Irish, English, Germans, Scandinavians, Poles, and Italians all came together to kill Indians, lynch niggers, and beat the shit out of Spics and Jews. Next guy who says to me, bada boom, bada bing, is getting kicked right in the fucking nuts. I was one of the people at Woodstock who took the brown acid. Let me tell you, there was nothing wrong with it. Never forget, Hitler was a Catholic. Here would be a good epitaph for some guy. I want everyone to know it was great being alive, and I really enjoyed myself. I especially enjoyed fucking and going to the movies. If you listen to his voice carefully without looking at the screen, Ted Koppel sounds like he's taking a shit. There's a thing called shaken baby syndrome that people get upset about. Personally, I think you have to give them a good shake, or they don't bake uniformly. The Golden Gate Bridge should have a long bungee cord for people who aren't quite ready to commit suicide but want to get in a little practice. If a movie is described as a romantic comedy, you can usually find me next door playing pinball. Somehow, I enjoy watching people suffer. My most frequent sex fantasy, to work in a delicatessen and have a woman come in and ask me to give her a pound of tongue. And I'd say, well, I don't get off till 4 o'clock. And she'd say, well, I don't get off at all. That's why I want some tongue. If they decide to cover Viagra under Medicare, we'll all be paying for other people's hard-ons. You know what they ought to have? Motherfucker's Day. The day after Mother's Day ought to be Motherfucker's Day. Actually, when you think about it, Father's Day is Motherfucker's Day. Attention, men. The dumb-looking, shaved-head thing has finally played out. Try to find some other way of pretending to be cool and different. In applying the stereotype that all old people are slow-thinking and dull-witted, what's often overlooked is that many of these people were slow-thinking and dull-witted throughout their lives. At this point, they're simply older versions of the same unimpressive people. My main operating principle, don't take any shit from the zeitgeist. History is not happenstance. It is conspiratorial, carefully planned, and executed by people in power. The mayfly lives only one day, and sometimes it rains.